Hello, everybody. Welcome to 92.1 at KMZA Coaches Shows. I'm Crennan Prophet here with Haddon Hiltgen, head coach of the Nemaha Central Girls, the Thunder. Let's talk about these last couple of games you've had for you. Two good games, two good wins, 57-38 over Concordia and 65-20 over the Sabetha Blue Jays. Talk about that Sabetha Blue Jays game. Callie Honeyman, 19 points, 5 boards, 4 steals, 3 assists. Cammy Dollinghouse had a great night, 14 points with 4 three-point shots and 6 assists. Allie Holthaus also had a great night with 6 assists in that game against Concordia. Going a little back here, Honeyman, she had 14 points, 4 assists. Emma Hermish, 13 points with 3 threes. Zoe Sudbeck, 11 total points. And then talk about Cammy Dollinghouse performances, putting all the ingredients together for a perfect recipe. 8 points, 4 boards, 9 assists, and 8 steals. What an incredible night she had. Coach, what can you tell me about those two big wins?
You know, we played really well on both ends of the floor versus Concordia and Sabetha. Offensively, we were very efficient. I think we shot over 50% in both games, over 35% from three in both games. So we took quality shots and we made them. Our ball movement has been fantastic. I know we had over 20 assists versus Sabetha, and we had over like 16 or 17 versus Concordia. So we're sharing the basketball. We're finding the open girl, and it's been really fun to watch.
Looking ahead here at the postseason play, Wichita Trinity Academy goes on the road, and here you will host them tomorrow. So what can you tell me about this opponent you're going to face first here at Substate?
Yeah, they're not your typical 10 seed. They come from they play a very tough schedule. They're battle tested, and they've won 7 games in a row. So they're playing their best basketball. They definitely have our full attention, and we're looking forward to hosting them tomorrow night and the challenge they present. But also, I think we're a great challenge for them, and we were going to probably cause them some mismatches as well. So it should be a fun contest, and one that I know our schedule has us ready for as well. I feel we played a tough schedule this year, maybe compared to years past. So we're glad about that, and that's got us battle-tested. And I know the girls are ready to get a postseason run started.
Well, you mentioned being battle-tested. You have so far this season. As you mentioned, you've played a lot of great teams, a lot of ranked teams against many different classifications. Here, 14-6 to finish the regular season, and then also to finish in the league play, 8-2. So what can you kind of tell me as a whole here about this season?
You know, we've really improved. If you look back, we begin the season, the injuries we had to start the year off and starting 0-3 is never easy to do, especially for us. We're used to winning around here, and that was a tough pill to swallow. But the girls put their head downs, kept working, kept being coachable, and had great attitudes. And, now we got everybody healthy. And since we've had everybody healthy, we're a really tough basketball team to beat and are playing our best basketball at the right time of year.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, this has been head coach of the Nemaha Central Girls, the Thunder, Haddon Hiltgen. I'm Crennan Prophet. Coach, thank you for this last locker room chat.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. And thanks for all you do for all the kids, getting their names out there and things like that. It's much appreciated.
This Nemaha Central locker room chat has been brought to you by Life Care Center in Hauk Seed.